me. You pick it up.
I can't find mine.
That's the one that I stole.
You stole it first, it's yours.
No, someone stole mine.
Gonev Minaganov. Okay.
It was not time.
So first,
it was not time.
First, the flip side of our sugya about Kofsa Ein Zakah Klal. First, I want to thank Michael Friedman for putting the shiurim online. So if anyone misses shiur or wants a chazer shiur, you can get it online. Shkoyach. And he's awesome. All the shurim going on, right?
Very good.
All of them. And Mirtz Hashem, you know, as he has more time and access to a speedier computer, he's going to be putting up the shurim from past years. So look and benefit and enjoy. Right, Shkoyach. Okay. So we discussed the shita of Kofta Zakah Klal. We did not have a chance to discuss the shita that we paskin like of Kofta Ein Zakah Klal. Right, so the Gemara on Amud Beis, after quoting the shittas of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, quotes the opinion of Rav. I'm going to share with you. My Gemara has been pilfered. Okay.
That's big enough to share with.
Yeah, big enough to
the Met pitcher Mike Pilfrey.
Anyone else want to share?
So the Gemara concludes that Amar of Zera Amar of Matnam, Amar Amar of Zera Amar Rav, mentioning the name of Rav, ratchets it up a few steps. Silo to Shemanim Shamru Chachamim Ein Madlikin Ben Veshabbos. Here it flips the order around Natan, right? Because Shabbos is a bigger Kiddush, right? Bein b'chol bein b'shabbat. Rav Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav. As you might expect, kasaver, kavsa ein zakagla, v'yasu l'shtam shlora. Here we have a little interesting addendum, where the Gemara says that Abaye initially did not accept this explanation when it was given the name of Yirmiyah, only when it was accepted when it was given the name of Yochanan. And then he complained about how he heard about it so late in life, how much he would have benefited had he heard about it earlier. Of course, the obvious question is why he accepted it later as opposed to earlier. There are a lot of speculation in the Echronim based on who is the name of Rav Yochanan Shita, more about the issues of Asr Mutar L'Shtam Shlora. So I'll mention these issues when we talk about that more on Sunday. But in any case, Ripasman's Gemara concludes that Kofsa Ein Zakah Klal. Now the question is, why? And what this means. So last time we talked about what Kofsa Zakah Klal means. But now let's talk about why Eino Zakah Klal. So I think the simplest pshat is to say that you see from here that the mitzvah is the hadlaka. The mitzvah is the hadlaka. You lit properly, that's it. The rest isn't your business. One could conceivably talk about this on a deeper hashkafic level, right? That the whole lesson of Hanukkah is that we do our ishtadlut and the rest is in the hands of God. We can't ensure that it reaches fruition. There's a famous midrash, which I think is very beautiful. It talks about the relationship between Nerot Chanukah and the actions of Reuven in saving Yosef. That Hadudah in Natnu Reach, Ze Reuven Shehitzel Es Yosef. At the end of the pasuk is Shmanecha, something good. Your oil is good. Forget the Turak. Shem and Turak Shemecha. You're gone. Where were you before? On a bus.
I didn't know
what. In any case, Zed Lokas Neros Chanukah Zed Beit Chashmonai. What's the similarity? One could even ask the question, what do you mean Zed Reuven Shehitzel Es Yosef? Reuven didn't matzel Es Yosef. Right? Everyone knows the end of the story, right? Although, the Torah tells us that when Reuven did what he did, it calls it Vayatzilehu Miyada. What do you see from here? Reuven did what he could. That's called Hatzalah. The whole concept of Beit Chashmonai was the willingness to act, even though they couldn't ensure the results. To get out there and fight, even though it was a few against the many. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. We do what we can. The Shulchan Aruch's formulation of this seems to support this understanding of things. A really shocking formulation at the bottom of page 1, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Hadlaka osa mitzvah, lefichach im kaf sakodim shover zmana, eino zakah klal. Shulchan Aruch connects between these seemingly distinct machloktot, and the Taz finds it very problematic. The Taz says, "Eini yodua yodea heach talui zebezek." I don't understand how they're connected one to the other. Tafilu I tema hanocha osa mitzvah havi adin kain. Meaning hanocha that look osa mitzvah is which action, not about the action versus the result. Everyone Elanira the Khan Lo Bala Fugimanda Manachosa Mitzvah. Halachi Kamar, Kevan Shehidlik, Takef Kiim HaMitzvah, Al Kochim Kafsa Ein Zaklu. It seems like the Taz is trying to explain the Shulchan Aruch. And what he's saying is, the point of the Shulchan Aruch is not to say Hadlaka versus Hanacha. It's just to say, the point of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah means that it's the action versus what comes later. Why is the Shulchan Aruch mention Hanacha Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah? Because that is how we paskin. Because, bottom line, Hadlaka or Hanacha, but we paskin Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Therefore, what happens later, it doesn't concern us. Kafsa Ein Zaklu. That, I think, is the simplest pshat here. However, there does seem to be an alternative pshat, one that other Rishonim held. What would the alternative pshat be, anyone? Meaning, must you conclude from here, which is a really shocking conclusion, that the mitzvah ends after you do the hadlaka? Goodbye. That's a big chiddush, right? Maybe one could say, you need to make sure that it lasts a half an hour or two. That's also part of the mitzvah. That's also part of the mitzvah. But the Rabbanim weren't mechayiv you to have to do that, right? They don't want to be matriach. Ideally, we want it to be lit a full half an hour. But we're not matriach you for more, what? And we're not going to bother you. We're not going to demand that you light it again. Even though the mitzvah includes the continuation. Where do you see this other understanding of things? The Ramban?
No.
Have you said no? It's okay.
Rambam.
The Rambam. Where do you see it in the Rambam?
Halacha. Okay.
In Halacha Hey. Or Vav? Not on the sheets, right?
Not on the sheets.
It's okay.
Back here.
you feel it's in the Rambam? So we'll take a look. Thankfully, we have Rav Binyamin here. I'm the Chun of Jeremy.
Hamachuneh. What's
Parak? Hilchos Chanukah. It is Chanukah. That's why it's so cold. We're learning Chanukah. That's why it's so cold. How do you find anything here?
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos. This reminds me of the Kol Makaros Shabbat Talmud Bavli. You guys know what I'm talking about? When I was your age, I once went to a shtibul in Brooklyn, and I see a sefer, it says, Kol HaMikros Shabbat Talmud Bavli, Maseches Kedushin. What's pshat? I open up, Daf Beis Min Aleph, it gives two psukim. With Rashi. Wait, what's the purpose of this sefer? You know that sometimes the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Which is a real challenge, because you don't know the pasuk, right? You don't know what it's about, right? Now there's a gzera that someone may come to open a Tanakh. Do they stuck? Now, you know what the problem of opening a Tanakh is? There's two dinim. Number one, etzem opening the Tanakh. And number two, if you open the Tanakh, you might learn Tanakh. That's it. I don't know which is worse. It's a very bad thing. So this way, we have a sefer that has in it the pasuk with the Rashi. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, someone figured, why should I keep buying one on Kedushim, one on Gittin, one on, you know, the few seder adah. They put it at Tanakh, only with the pasuk quoted in the Gemara. Gracious Tanakh, call it four pasuk.
No,
I'm serious. Call him a crush with Ambam. So this is called Arambamim. Which parak do you think this is in? I'm not telling you, I'm just looking. What?
Aleph.
Parak Aleph.
I'll be wrong.
I mean Gimel, because Aleph is about Purim.
Yeah, whatever.
It's only Halach Hey. It's about Halo. Okay, you'll show us. When you find the Rambam, you can show us and we're happy to consider it. Where I saw this opinion, I think, is in the Truva of the Trumas Hadashim. The Truva of the Trumas Hadashim is very interesting and somewhat surprising, frankly, I must say. Trumas Hadashim, by the way, was one of the German Rishonim, one of the end, the period of German Rishonim. He had the Mesorah of the earlier German Rishonim that he follows, like the Mordechai that he quotes here and builds upon. Even though what he's saying is like in the other direction of the Mordechai, you got to accept the Mordechai is German Rishonim, so he's like stretching, like a first baseman. He's got his foot on first base, he's reaching for the ball. with Brandwine. Tell me, got an honorary mention. The Trumas HaDeshen named it Sefer Deshen because there were 354 Chuvas in it. So, Deshen, Sigmatria 354. Now you might say, well, by chance, there are 354 Chuvas. I don't understand how many he had, how many people wrote him, and then he. I'll tell you a little secret about the Trumas HaDeshen. Who wants to hear the secret?
I want to.
He wrote himself the questions.
Scandal.
He cheated. What? I mean, it's legitimate to write a lot of questions that you feel important to relate to, right?
Why don't you just write the answers?
He did write the answers. Oh, whatever. You know what I mean, right? This is the question. This is the answer. Tshuva. The question is, what happens if you lit an Erev Shabbos and it goes out before Shabbos? Obviously, it goes out after Shabbos. We know what you're going to do. You're not going to do anything, right? But it goes out during Shabbos, before Shabbos. What's the issue? Why is that problematic? Kof Sein Zokkla, no?
Well, yeah, it's still not.
It's not yet the Shear. It's not just the time of... It wasn't lit for a second during the time of the Chiyuv. It's a good question, no? So Truman's session says, Tshuva, Yirah, the Ein Zokkla, Afilu Kei Gavdim. Bafak Gavdim, Kassav, Bamor, Hashem. The mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, is only Misov Shkia Sachama Ve'elach. Then it says, Kavalo Chavalo Kodem. Right? V'im Kein, Iker mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, Eina V'shas Adlaka Bibod Yom. Ela B'shihui Hadlaka Shalachar Hashecha, He Kiyama Mitzvah. I mean, the bottom line is, when is the Kiyama Mitzvah? The fact that it's lit for half an hour after nightfall. Meaning, the Truman's session doesn't say that the mitzvah is when? When you light it. It's not when you light it. You know, it's just that the it's being extended later. So here you would say, if the whole reason why when you light it you don't have to relight it is because you were yotze the mitzvah halakha, here you were yotze mitzvah halakha, right? Anan midim farchinim ibojom asher kasham tzvon aladik nechanaka avkav dakati leka mitzvah akor chenu time the mishum the efshar beinyan ach chashiva hechshem mitzvah. So how can we make a bracha on lighting a mibod yom? So he says, since there's no other way around it, you have to light mibod yom. It's automatically a hechsher mitzvah. In fact, he brings examples of kibud avad eim and other areas where what you're doing is not yet being mechaved your parents, right? You didn't bring them the food, but you have to shecht it in order to get the food. So that's part of the hechsher mitzvah. What's interesting is a lot of the achronim who quote the Truma Sadashin, they say, oh, you see from here the hadlaka, even mibod yom is the mitzvah. That's not what the Truma Sadashin says. The Truma Sadashin says, and the hadlaka is the Hechsher Mitzvah. The mitzvah is it being lit for half an hour afterwards. What's the chiddush in the Truma Sadash? He's got his foot on the Meiri, on the Mordechai, excuse me, and he's stretching to catch the throw with the Hechsher Mitzvah. Meaning, on the one hand, I have my cake. The mitzvah is it being lit a half an hour into the night, right? On the other hand, when I light it, I'm Yotzeh. Why? Hechsher mitzvah.
Is that your problem with the bracha itself?
No.
It goes out.
No. It could be that the bracha is being made on the Maisa mitzvah, not the Kiyama mitzvah, right? When I do my Maisa, which is part of the mitzvah, even if it's just the Hechsher mitzvah, which is a big chiddush, right? That's enough for me to make my bracha. That's enough for me to make... I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay. That's up to God, right? But meaning, what do you see in the Truma Sadashin? That the Kiyama mitzvah can still be seen as it lasting for a half an hour. Just, I'm not responsible to ensure the Kiyama Mitzvah.
So you're not Zakuf if you haven't lit Ner Shabbos yet?
That's what he says. That's technically what he says, right? Now again, clearly our own, you're allowed to, right?
Yeah.
You're allowed to, but you're not Mechuyev to. And you go to the Mitzvah, what?
It seems like it would be a good thing for you too, though.
Why not? We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about that, an implication of this discussion, I think, by the way, right? How good? I'm gonna say, who cares how good? How many points, how many stars do you get? We'll talk about it in a minute.
How can you derive that from the Kibbutz Av Ein bit? That's the same as saying, okay, I have to feed my parents, so I'm going to slaughter this animal, and it's Hechsher Mitzvah, and I'm done, I don't have to feed them, I just slaughter the animal.
No, slow down. What he proves from Kibbutz Av Ein is not that you're done, but that you can make a bracha on such a thing. Such a thing can be called a mitzvah. The fact that we're done, that's Kof Sein Zokkluk.
It'd be kind of like you shechting
that's Kof Sein Zokkluk.
And you kind of like shechting it and then finding a mum inside it.
Again, he's not saying the two tchumin are the same halachically. He's just saying, he's proving from there that you can call this the Hechsher Mitzvah. Oh. What's the implication of all this? Exactly what Binyamin just raised. Can you view relighting it as something worthy? Maybe even as part of the mitzvah? Now, this question comes up in another tshuva, the tshuva of, by the way, the Taz here disagrees with the Tshuva Zadash, just to be familiar. Okay, right. I shouldn't think everyone has to hold that way. The Tshuva of the Rashba. The very important Tshuva of the Rashba. You write the Taz down? You gotta write that. I don't know whose pencil this is, but I hope it's okay if I borrow it for a second. The very important Tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba on page 1. Bottom of page 1. He had a different question that he was actually asked. Like most people. Shalta Masha Amru Gabi Ner Chanukah Kaf Sein Zakukla. And Lach Shehidlik Ba Letakna the Kava Ta B'Shogeg. Person put it out B'Shogeg. You wanted to fix the Ner, put it out B'Shogeg. Im Chayev Ladlika Pam Shnia Olav. V'im Yachzor V'Yadlikeno. Tzarech Lachzor Olavarech Olav. You have to make a new bracha on that. Tshuva says the Rashba Mistavra. Sheino Chayev Ladlika. Eino Chayev Ladlika. You don't have to relight it. Now why not? Now one could conceivably say, why not? Because it was B'Shogeg. What's the significance of that? That if it were the Mason, you wouldn't have to relight. Who says that? The Be'er Heitev, for those who saw in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Prima Gadim. They both say this. And this is very understandable, according to the Trumas Hadashin. Because if you're saying the Trumas Hadashin, that the whole thing is a kula, we don't want to be matriarchy, we're not forcing you, but really, the mitzvah hasn't yet been fulfilled. So mele, if it went out on its own, if you put it out, or if it went out b'shogeg, but if you put it out, so then we're not going to be sympathetic to you, right? And according to this logic, one could say that when you do relight it, in situations when you do relight it, you have to relight it, when you do relight it, you should make a bracha. And according to the Shumas Hadashin, essentially the mitzvah has not yet been fully fulfilled. We're just not being mechayev you to continue. But relighting it is a good thing. The Or HaZeruah, for those who got the added extra makoros and look inside the Or HaZeruah says that it's a good thing to relight it. Kaf Sein Zakel, you're not mechayev to, but it's a good thing to relight it. Yaaseh Tov V'Yivarech, and you make a bracha. The Or HaZeruah, one of the German Rishonim, the Bach says this as well. The Or HaZeruah was early. Okay, that makes a lot of sense according to the Trumas Hadashin. Is that what the Rashba says himself? What's interesting is that a lot of these Achronim had the halacha of the Rashba quoted in his name, but not the actual tshuva. Because if you see the actual tshuva, it's clear that the Rashba would not distinguish, at least it seems to me, between Shogeg and Mezid. Why? Because how does the Rashba justify why you don't have to relight it? He says, Mistavra she'eno chayv ladlika dehavale kekavta dehadlaka osa mitzvah kvar adlika. You want to know where the Shulchan Aruch got this linkage between hadlaka osa mitzvah and kavta ein zakakla? I think he got it from the Rashba. Dehadlaka osa mitzvah kvar adlika. And therefore the Rashba adds understandably with his shita. V'imba lahadlika. Let's say you want to relight it. Ein mevarchala de mitzvah hadlaka kvar adlika. The mitzvah is hadlaka. Or at least the mitzvah that we count, that you're responsible for, that you make a bracha on, is the mitzvah hadlaka. The rest is not the ikra mitzvah. It's nice, it's good, it's what we want, it's how much oil has to be in at the time of the hadlaka, but it's not what the mitzvah is. So here you see these two approaches to how to understand kafta and zakkla. Yes?
And then why are the Rashba's questions to the baby shogeg?
Well, here the person asked him that question. A person will put it out by Mezid. Who would do that? Right? No, that's right. There wasn't a question. This obviously happened. A person went to fix his chanukah, and it went out. That's why I was asked for sure. If you had a Trumas Hadashin, you might say, Shogeg, Mezid, right? You know, Lundish. Okay. But I think it's clear from the Rashba's answer that it wouldn't make a difference, right? You were Yotze. You're not a nice guy, right? Okay, any questions about Kofta, Zakkla, Gein, Zakkla? So let's now turn to the question of Hishtamshut Laura. We saw here in the Gemara that in addition to the kafta business, the other halacha being debated, which has implications for Shabbat, and I think that everyone agrees about, is whether mutar rasul l'shtam shlora. What are the implications within our sugya? That if it's mutar l'shtam shlora, then we're afraid shem yata, right? And that's why you're not allowed to use these things on Shabbat. But if it's rasul l'shtam shlora, so you're not going to be using the light anyway.
Unless you're going by the riff.
No, the riff is done by kafta zakkla. Okay. In any case, how do we pass in here? Aslush Tam Shlora. Okay, simple, straightforward, finished, no? Not so simple. What's confusing about this sugya is that the question of Mutar Aslush Tam Shlora appears two more times in the next couple of dap. Let's take a look together at Chav Beis Men Aleph. Everyone sees Chav Beis Men Aleph? The second two dots, at least in this Gemara. It's on the 12th line. Amrav Yehuda Amrav Asi Amrav. Aser Laharzot Maot Keneged Ner Chanukah. Now, the simple translation that most Rishonim give of Laharzot, look at Rashi, is Limnos. It's Aser to count your money. The gambler. How many people have ever heard of Kenny Rogers? famous country singer. We're in the country, people. There's something I've said before. There's only one thing worse than death. Country music. How did I come to such a conclusion? How does a person think about that? I was driving back from the city late one night. Really late one night. And was very tired and mamish and everything. So I had the radio on loud. So that, you know, keep myself up. So, you know, getting close to the city, you know, you got good stuff. You get closer to the country. So you choose. You got the Christian people, you know, talking about the Bible. And you got country music. So the Bible people, you know, I'm Jewish. So I had the country music. Oh, man. Pain. Pain. So I'm thinking, country music or death? Turn off the music, you never know. You turn off the music. There's like one thing worse than death. What's that? Country music. Alright, hope you never find yourself in that situation. What?
Christian Bible stuff.
Christian Bible stuff, yeah. Yeah, I've listened to that at times. Depends who's speaking. Some of them I like. This guy from Los Angeles is pretty good. But the other guys, I don't know. That's a good tyrus. What?
I know.
Yeah, that's from California somewhere. He's got a whole own thing. In any case, the Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, famous song. You never count your money. Are you sitting at the table? Cause there's Nero's Hanukkah. I haven't heard Schlockrock, but it's Bamish Pashas. Oh, so the heart says most. That's what I was thinking. Now, the horror, this is a little bit of a remez to the Jewish Minogov. Hanukkah Geld. Oh, so the heart says most. Well, this guy money.
Why else would you be counting money by the
way? There you go. Bob Chirebi quotes this in his piece. I have a whole article, not mine. Someone I have a lot of respect for, and Hanukkah Geld, on the minute where it comes from, it's about. Anyway, also the heart's mouth. Ki neged ner Hanukkah. Ki amrisa kami di Shmuel. Rav Yudah Amar Rav Asi says, Rav Yudah says, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amali, chi ner kedusha yesh ba. I understand. Why is it asik? Does the ner have some kind of kedusha? That is an interesting conversation, but I don't understand. How does it relate to the conversation on the page before? What? They never heard one about the other? Shmuel is questioning questioning the din of the Isser to use the Ner. What about the Beferish Psak we had on Yom from and Biz? It's almost like the news story. What's the relationship between these pieces? Now the Gemara goes through a whole discussion. Bottom line, why is it Isser to count money? You have to finish this sugya, right? Is it based on Kedushas and Eros? Where would the Kedusha come from? So again, you have to learn each sugya on its own, and then also talk about how the sugyas interrelate with one another. But this is not it. In between, on Chavalef and Medbez, towards the bottom, there's a third statement. Right before the two dots, towards the bottom of the page. Amar Rava. Tzarech Nerech Eres. Neishtamish Lora. A person has to add a Ner that you use the light of. What's that called? What do we call that? Shamish. Why? Why does that make sense? Because it's Aser. Neishtamish Lora. So I understand. Here we have from Chafal from the Bay the Farish Pesachim, and here there's like a question. So what's the relationship between these things? So there are different approaches in the Rishonim. Some try and weave them together somehow. Others believe that there is a difference between what's being discussed in each place, and that's what we're going to see on Sunday. I'd like to finish it in one day. Some things are in between. This we should push to finish it in one day. Those when we get started. You can get started with the Rif and the Balamor and the Milchemes. The Balamor and the Milchemes duke it out here. Ooh. Tough language. You've seen it. Tough language here.
I haven't seen it.
Then, of course, there's the Rashba, there's others, the Ran. But that's the key, the core stuff about the Yisrael Yishtamish Lora. We'll finish this on Sunday, and then we're going to move on to the end of the Gemara here about the Shira of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. And I hope next week also to do Ner Yishu Beso. You guys start moving, right? Moving? Okay, Shkoyach. So, changes in the schedule from now on. Because they've changed the clock and ate the hay and the whole business. Lunch is still at 12 o'clock. 1:45.